This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Let's find out what's going to happen in the Bahamas. If anybody knows, it's the lady who's joining us right now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. From the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, covers the Browns, does a great job of it. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Are your bags packed? Do you have the sunscreen ready to go?
That's the first question we have to say. Have you talked your editor into sending you to the Bahamas to cover this?
You should.
You need to.
Come on.
What?
We'll write you a letter.
I am absolutely free this weekend, and I would love to go to the Bahamas and cover this little passing camp. So, we'll see. I'm working on it.
Good. Keep working. You need to be there.
I think that'd be outstanding. But you should take sunscreen. It's early in our sun season, so you got to be careful.
Absolutely.
Who do you think is going to this? Are offensive linemen included, or is this just going to be, you know, like the quarterbacks, the receivers, the tight ends, the backs?
No, I was able to get some details yesterday on this trip. So actually, it is pretty much everybody on offense. Offensive linemen, all the skill players, everyone's going. There's a couple of players that were scrambling to try to get a passport in time to go. But for the most part, everybody said yes. And I haven't figured out if the rookies are involved yet, you know, like David Bell and Michael Woods, but and some of those guys. But the rest of the offense, they are all going. And it should be quite a time. And he has chartered a flight down there, so they will all be together, flying down there, flying back.
Wow!
They'll be at a luxury resort on Nassau, and they will have breakfast together, a private breakfast, and then a private dinner, and then they will have workouts every day. They have secured a field for that, And yeah, that's pretty much it. And Deshaun is footing the bill for the whole thing.
Holy smokes. Wow, that's a lot. But you throw in a charter flight, Mary Kay, hello. Although, not like he can't afford it.
Yeah, he can afford it. And, you know, I think this probably will go a long way towards him kind of, you know, seizing control of, you know, just the leadership role that he needs to have and making sure that, you know, that guys know that he's serious about this. I think it'll help set the tone. I really think that it will be good for, you know, for the offense to bond and do those sorts of things.
So Mary Kay, as well, with Deshaun Watson, it is reported that the league has spoke to him about the ongoing investigation that is taking place there. Usually that's a sign that the investigation is coming to a close. What are you hearing on this? Are we getting toward a verdict from the NFL?
I don't know if it's getting towards a verdict, but I think it's showing that they are hastening the investigation, and they're trying to get to the point where they could reach a decision at some point. So I think that's it's pretty key that they are meeting with him in Houston this week. I don't think they would be doing that unless they were getting closer to decision-making. Now, you know, they have questions. They probably have to follow up on things. They've been talking to some of the accusers, and, you know, I'm sure they have to go back at him with some things to follow up. But I don't necessarily think we'll hear about a suspension this week, but it's just another big step in the process.
Mary Kay, can you fill in the blank on this one? Because I'm not sure. Have they already met with him once? Have they chatted with Deshaun? And if not, it seems weird to me. I would think you'd chat with a guy who's being investigated early and then maybe check in with him again at the end of the investigation or something like that. Has there been more than one contact here?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. I haven't seen anywhere that they have met with him yet, per se. So this seems to me to be the first time that investigators are actually speaking with him, which means they've reached that due diligence part of their investigation where they've talked to enough people and now it's time for them to actually talk to the source of the issue.
Okay. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and a plane dealer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We're starting to get to the time of year where no news is good news. So, and there's a lot of guys that are out there who still don't have teams. So I got a couple of those. I wanted to run down a list of different people and what you're hearing and what you think maybe they'll be back to the Browns. Let's start with Jadeveon Clowney. Do we know where the Browns sit on Jadeveon right now?
You know, I still think that one's live. I still think that can happen. You know, Jadeveon does things kind of on his own time and in his own way. But I still think there's probably constant communication going on between the Browns and his agent, and I think that once both sides are ready, they will make that happen.
Is there no chance that J.C. Treader comes back to this team? Because I find it really odd that a veteran center of his caliber is still sitting out there.
Yeah, you know what? I really don't see that happening at this point. I haven't heard that's something that's still out there. But again, once you get to this point and you have those longtime veterans sort of waiting to see where they're going to land and they're willing to take a certain amount of money, you know, anything can happen, but I really haven't heard that's something that they're front burner on right now.
Anything new with the quarterback who will not be going to the Bahamas, according to your report yesterday? That would be Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, you know what? There really isn't anything, again, that's about to happen, nothing imminent. But, you know, I still keep thinking that, you know, if I'm the Browns, I'm still going back to the Panthers and say, you know, how's it looking over there in, you know, in your OTAs? Well, OTAs haven't actually started yet for most teams. But and by that, I mean, you know, the actual on-field 11-on-11s practices that you get. Off-season programs have started for each team. And you can start to see, you know, who looks good, you know, how does Matt Corral look? I mean, now they kind of know what he's all about. Sam Darnold, how's he looking? I mean, now they might have a better feel for if they want to go out and still sign a veteran. If I were the Browns, I would be continuing to talk to them about that.
So also, Mary Kay, I find it odd the amount of cap space that the Browns have, and it seems like they keep making moves to – almost free up a little bit more cap space. Do you think they have something up their sleeve, or is that just preparing for something down the road?
Well, you know, they will roll over some of that cap space because they've got some of their bigger contracts will be hitting next year, including Deshaun's $50 million. So they have to think about the future now, and I think more so than anything, that's what they're looking at, and that's also another reason why in a perfect world, if they could trade Baker Mayfield and get some relief on his $18.86 million, they would love to do that.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, PlaneDealerCleveland.com. The wide receiver situation, Mary Kay, has started to get the feel that, okay, this is it. And correct me if you feel differently, and I hope you do. I don't see them at this point going out and bringing in anybody else. Maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't. I hope it does for this reason. Let's just say, devil's advocate, what if something happens to Amari Cooper this year? And all of a sudden, your wide receiver core is your main three guys, who have really not accomplished much of anything in the NFL. And you've got the highest paid quarterback in league history as your quarterback. You want to give him enough weapons, do you not? That's why I keep thinking, please bring in somebody else. And I'm getting the feeling that that may not happen.
Well, I've been writing that for a long time, that they should add another veteran receiver. I actually thought it would have been good up until about, you know, a week ago. I was really kind of thinking that Jarvis Landry would be, a good addition to the receiver room.
And I agree with you on that, by the way. He would have been.
Yeah, just the veteran presence that he would have brought in the leadership. But I kind of see where they're going with it. I mean, they sort of want new leadership, a new face, a new voice in that room, and that's going to be Amari Cooper. So I think they want to let him lead and do his thing. But I still think it wouldn't be bad for them to have a veteran receiver. So I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see as we go along here if they decide to do that. I wouldn't be shocked if it happens, if someone shakes out or if there's someone still sort of floating around out there that they could bring in. But I definitely think it would be wise to do so.
Will Fuller, connect the dots, makes perfect sense because of his past with Deshaun Watson. Does Julio Jones make any sense, Mary Kay? You know, he doesn't seem to be the player that he once was, but he also doesn't seem to be just some guy trying to make a team.
Yeah, and again, some of those things come down to the money. I wouldn't rule anything out, but, you know, nothing is about to happen. But any of those guys would fall into the category of, hey, we're looking at what we have. We've gone through mini camp, and or we've gone through some OTAs, and we think that we might want another veteran receiver in the room, and let's start going down the list. So I think those guys fall into that category. Of course, Will Fuller has the history with Deshaun Watson. They have got the chemistry and everything already. So that one would seem to make some sense.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe something to keep an eye on for down the road.
All right, Mary Kay, last one out of me. I'm staring at the Arlats depth chart here, and I'm seeing the middle of the defensive line and who they're looking to start there, and I'm starting to worry. Is there any chance that they are looking in free agency for a guy like Akeem Nix or somebody like that who could come in and help this defensive line? Because, I mean, Jordan Elliott and Tommy Tokiai or maybe Perry and Winfrey or Sheldon Day, I mean, that's not a whole lot for a team that has Super Bowl aspirations, especially straight up the middle.
Well, once again, I think that's an area to keep an eye on. And if there is a veteran like that that's out there that they think can come in and help them down the road, it's something that they might look at. And these are things that once you start to watch the film and OTAs and mini camps and things like that, you sort of figure out what you have and what, you know, what the position is going to look like. I know they're really excited about Perrion Winfrey. I know that especially if they bring Jadeveon Clowney back, they will feel really, really good about their defensive line in general and probably won't feel compelled to have to go out and bring in another veteran defensive tackle. You've got a guy like Alex Wright that can play both inside and out. So I don't know. I don't think anything, once again, is front burner right now.
Mary Kay, last thing for me. What's your gut tell you? What happens first? We get a decision some way, shape, or form about Deshaun Watson, or Baker Mayfield is no longer a Brown?
A good question. Those are things that nobody knows the answer to right now, so this would just be some kind of a guess.
Yep.
I guess I would say, let me go with Baker Mayfield, because I think there is somewhat of a sense of urgency to kind of resolve that situation and wrap it up, and I think they'll be very motivated to try to move him if they can. So I'll go with that one.
We know Deshaun's travel agent. We will call. We'll get you on that flight. Get packed. Let's get some reports out of there from you next week. I can't wait.
I'm ready. I just need the green light.
I'm waiting for it on Twitter. Mary Kay Cabot, sources, slide that goes through aquarium, fun.
There it is. Perfect.
Yeah, well, if they knew, I did get invited to go down to Camp Colt McCoy one year.
See?
So I did go down to Austin.
See?
Yeah, I went down to Austin, Texas. I was the only reporter that was invited down for that, and then it was at a resort down there, and it was pretty cool, and I got to go to the practices, and so, yeah, I behaved myself in terms of, you know, I didn't write anything that anybody didn't want me to, so, you know, I just covered the practices and let those guys have their privacy and do their thing, and so, you know, so we'll see. Maybe I'll be on the script.
I love the idea.
Sources, rum cake delicious.
Mary Kay, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.